It's here and now. Fans of the multi-talented Minneapolis musician Prince have been waiting years for a new album. After the release of 2010 in 2010, there have been nothing but singles until this week, with the release of not one but two new albums. Everybody, get ready to move. You're also moving in ways you haven't in a while. That's the gold standard off of Prince's new album, Art Official Age. This week also saw the release of Plectrum Electrum, his collaborative effort with his backing group, Third Eye Girl. Here and out, pop culture critic Renee Graham has given both a listen. She joins us in the studio. Good to see you. And how excited are you?
You know, it's been great. I mean, it's really been a long time. And Prince has always been known for releasing lots and lots of music. And it's been coming out in little drips and drabs over the last 4 years. But it has been a four-year wait since a full studio album. And then he turns around and releases two. It's pretty great.
Well, and give us the verdict. It's great to have music, but is it great music?
It's very good music.
Okay.
Now, is it classic Prince in the sense of like Purple Rain or Controversy in 1999? No, it's a few pegs below that, but it's awfully good.
Talk more about that song, The Gold Standard.
What I really like about The Gold Standard is it sounds like vintage Prince. I mean, early 80s Prince around the Dirty Mind Controversy era. You know, it's almost like it's a little Valentine to the longtime true believers who always kind of waited for that sound to come back.
How would you describe it? Funk? What is it?
It's funk, but it's Prince funk. That's the thing. I mean, there's always been funk. There's been, you know, James Brown and George Clinton and Sly Stone. But Prince's funk has always been very particular. These sort of tweaking guitars, this hawking organ, and that falsetto, which is as supple as ever. You think you're listening to an outtake from one of his earlier albums, but that's not to say that it's dated. It's just that he has instead of it being a formula, he has a signature sound, and he's going back to that signature sound for this song.
You don't need to be rude. You don't need to be wild. If what you play, take your troubles away and make somebody smile. Gold standard.
Another great song for the album is Breakfast Can Wait. Now, people who are fans will know this song because it was released actually a year or two ago. And it was just one of those singles he kind of threw out there, and it kind of made its way around the internet. And it finally gets its sort of, you know, appropriate display on this album. It's about, well, Breakfast Can Wait. The whole idea that, you know, there are other things we could be doing in the morning. Breakfast can wait. You know, he still thinks about sex. But it's much more subtle and much more playful than some of his earlier songs like Let's Pretend We're Married or Darling Nikki.
Hot cakes smothered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass. Fresh cup of coffee. No, no. I'd rather have you in my life.
I love the way the guitar talks. Mm-mm. You know,
it's just this sweet, sexy song. It just unfolds in this really slow, beautiful way. And you look, you know, you're talking about someone who's been at this for 35 years. There are artists who are out today who couldn't make a song that polished and that smart. No, that's the thing. He is just a musician's musician, and that's never changed.
What's another song you want us to hear?
Another song I really liked off of Art Official Age is the song Clouds.
In this brand new age, we do everything quick, fast, in a hurry. All of our lives are stage. Everybody stars, reality so blurry. If you scream out loud, the top of your voice wouldn't be higher than the crowd. No, tattoo-less and proud, yeah. We're getting high on something that doesn't require clouds, no.
Let's go to the other album, Plectrum Electrum with Third Eye Girl. Tell us about Third Eye Girl.
Third Eye Girl, it's three women, a guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer. They are fantastic. You know, and Prince has always had wonderful women musicians. If you go back to when he was with The Revolution, He had Wendy and Lisa. He's always been a big, big proponent of women musicians, and he really has them on display. What's interesting in this album is it's really a shared album. It's a Prince album on one hand, but it's very much a Third Eye Girl album. They take lead vocals, their lead guitar parts that they have, and it's really, that's the thing that distinguishes it from the other album. It's big, fuzzy, distortion, guitars. And everyone forgets, you know, Prince is one of the best guitarists ever, so that's really on display here as well.
Okay. Do you like Prince?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's listen to a song from Plectrum Electrum. What should we hear?
I'd love to play Fix Your Life Up.
Tell me how some people walk in the sun, while others just walk in the dark. Looking at the world through a barrel of a gun, hands behind their back in a parked car. In America, you might fare better, and in London, you're sure to be toast. You always get the dream that you deserve from what you value.
So there's Fix Your Life Up from the new Prince album, Plectrum Electrum, with Third Eye Girl. As you just distinguished between the two, this is more of a Third Eye Girl album with Prince as opposed to...
Right, it's more of a rock album, even though obviously there are soul and funk influences as opposed to the first album, Artificial Age, which is very much a funk album.
Yeah, and which do you like better?
I have to say, I like Plectrum Electrum. I like the big guitar sound. I love when he's just there wailing the guitars and he's surrounded by great musicians who can really keep up.
So, Renee, we just had to note that this is the 30th anniversary of Purple Rain, the song, of course, but the film that really introduced Prince to the world. Many of us are still walking around saying, what is Purple Rain? Isn't this something? I mean, just your thoughts on why he's still so exciting 3 decades later.
Great musicianship never dies. That's the thing. I think generation after generation has discovered Prince because at the core, it's about the music. You know, he's never really thought about record sales. He's never really thought about what the record company has wanted. It's always been about making the music in the moment that appealed to him. And if it appealed to other people, too, that was great. And I think that always comes through. You know, he's never stale. He's never boring. Sometimes he's probably a little bit too experimental for some. But I think at the core, it's just great music, well-produced, beautifully written. And he never goes wrong. I mean, it's just, you know, the fact that he's still doing it at the level that he's doing it is really impressive.
Mr. Renee Graham talking about Prince's two new releases, Artificial Age and Plectrum Electrum, his new album with the band Third Eye Girl. I know what I'm going to be doing tonight, really, really listening to these. Renee's review of both albums will be at hearandnow.org. Renee, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
By the way, give us another Third Eye Girl Plectrum Electrum cut to go out on.
It's the song that opens the album, the appropriately titled Wow.
Hello. How are you? You're looking so fine. No, it's true. Remember the time we first met? You think that was good? You ain't seen nothing yet. Like a beetle somehow.